Where are we right now in terms of sort of the next generation of adjuvant trials, particularly the issue of looking at bevacizumab and also the issue of what chemo regimens we should be studying in the next generation?
Well, the next bevacizumab trial will be the only trial. It is ACOG 1505, and it has chosen three regimens, cisplatin-vinorelbine, cisplatin-docetaxel, and cisplatin-gemcitabine, with and without bevacizumab. And patients will be stage 1B who are greater than 4 centimeters in size, stage 2 and stage 3A without mediastinal nodes.
How do you think accrual is going to go to that trial considering there's no carbo option?
That's the question of the day. Whether the trial will accrue. So there are very many caveats. Whether the accrual to that trial will depend primarily on the results of the AVAIL study. So the AVAIL trial is being run in Europe, where cisplatin gemcitabine is being compared to two different doses of Avastin in combination with cisplatin and gemcitabine.
This is metastatic disease?
Metastatic disease.
What were your thoughts about the ECOG study looking at carboplatin plus or minus Bev?
I think that's an excellent trial, which has shown significant but modest benefit in combination with carboplatin and paclitaxel. There is a 2-month survival difference, and this is the only trial which has shown 1-year survival greater than 50% in a select group of patients with metastatic and advanced lung cancer.